telling any funny Romy electrical jokes.
I don't have any. I don't touch it.
you watch me ground out too many times growing up.
You know, it's...
Daddy, why is your belt buckle glowing?
I'm comfortable tackling stuff I don't know how to do.
You say you are comfortable?
I am, except electricity.
Oh.
It's three wires. I know it shouldn't be that complicated, but I have no desire to, I guess here's what it is. I learn through failure, you know. When I'm learning something new, it's not like I figured out how to do it right once. I got to figure out how to do it wrong four or five times.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just not willing to take that.
That's me in plumbing.
Learning method with electrical.
That's easier to do with drywall.
Yeah.
it's safer to do with drywall, that's for sure.
Yeah. Wet the mud and get it pliable again.
Hey, well, listen, as very often happens when we're on a specific topic like this, the callers all load up towards the end of the show. After the show, you're going to have like five or six phone calls to make, because we're not going to have time to get them all on the air. Because there's some other things I want to make sure all the listeners hear. Okay. We were talking about overloading circuits. We're talking about overlamping recessed cans in particular. Yeah. But we're also talking about flickering lights. Mm-hmm. I mean, when your air conditioning goes on and the whole house goes dark, is that a sign of a problem?
Absolutely. Yeah, you got a problem. It could be as simple as a call to the utility, APS or SRP, calling them up and saying, my AC came on, my lights all dimmed down, and they came back up, and it's been happening for 2 weeks or whatever, and ask for a troubleman to come out, and they'll actually test your system to see if your neutral's good, and you might have a split in that. It happens. We get those calls on a regular basis, and that costs you absolutely nothing.
Okay.
If you've got, let's say you've got flickering lights, though, that's a little different.
Okay.
So you notice lights are flickering in the house on and off. Well, you could be your main breaker is burning your panel up. It could be that one.
That's
of the,
nice.
Yep. It literally is melting in your panel.
Ew.
Yep. If flickering anything electrical is never good, because it's arcing. What you're watching with your eyes is actually sparking somewhere in your house. That sparking gets worse and worse and worse with time. It never gets better.
Never gets better.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I go, well, it was flickering and then it stopped. We figured it was okay.
No, it was not okay.
No. Yeah. And then, because I'm back there again, actually finding it, I've got a junction box that's completely black. It's burning up. And so if flickering is never good, address it immediately and don't let it fester.
Now, we're livestock people. Mm-hmm. Horses, dogs, chickens, goats. We have a lot of friends and we have a lot of listeners that listen to us rurally on KQNA up in Yavapai County, Chasm up in Coconino and Yavapai County, CAF up in Flagstaff, KQNA, or KGVY down in Santa Cruz and Pima County. A lot of rural people listen to. Animal protection is hugely important.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of times you go to rural areas or around barns and things like that, and Handyman Joe's wired the Romex is going along the metal pipe around the pipe down to the outlet, and it's all good, right? It's been working for 20 years.
I think we had a dog chew through a wall in an air conditioning circuit just here in town this week.
Oh, really?
Right. The 20 dogs that were found at Green Acres.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
Man.
I've been putting too many hours in.
Yeah.
Wow.
20 dogs.
Yeah. GFI protection is so...
I didn't realize it was because they chewed through an electrical
wire. One of the dogs chewed through the wall and then chewed through a wire.
Killed
the air conditioning and then...
They overheated. Yeah. Oh, I didn't
know. Wow. Anyway, let's cheer up. Okay. I don't want to end the show on that.
Yeah, all right.
Let's protect the animals.
Yeah, so barns and metal sheds and things like that are housing animals have to be grounded. You've got electricity around there. Everything has got to be bonded back to the panel. And your GFI protection has to be in place on all those receptacles.
Now, Roger and Flagstaff, Francis and Surprise, Eric, Sam, and Jeanette, all in Phoenix. Hang on. We will answer all your calls off the air. Don't hang up. It's been a fast hour. It's never enough time on radio.
How would people get a hold of you?
You can call us at 623-582-2005. And
the name of the company is Mighty Electricians.
The Mighty Electricians.
Since born in 1999,
yep.
right?
Yep. Okay. That's when we started doing service.
And you're the founder.
I am.
Okay. And y'all currently service what area?
The entire valley.
The entire Phoenix Metro Valley.
Yep.
You're talking to the whole state now, so they may think that's they may think that's Sulphur Springs Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go on occasion as far as Black Canyon City.
Okay.
We won't go to Wickenburg. Yeah. You know what I mean? We'll get the valley.
Okay, I know it. Yeah. And I know a lot of cowboys, and I've been to a lot of ranches, and I was one to one recently where they were actually extending power to the barn, and they had the wife at the house with the white and the red and the black wires touching the open receptacle, and he had a light bulb at the other end, and they knew they were hooking it up right when the light went on. They could still have reverse polarity, couldn't they?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
The Mighty Electricians here. Mike Bensel, thanks for joining us. Folks, listen, we've had 3 hours of packed programming here. If you are blessed by any of it, I'd ask you to do me a favor. Find somebody looking for a blessing, needs a blessing, needs to be encouraged. And this week, pay it forward. And then you join us next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll do it all over again.